One guy who spends a lot of time surfing the web is commentator Laura Schoberg.
I love internet cafes. My job requires hours of sitting and typing, sitting and drawing, or sitting and procrastinating. So it's a welcome change of scenery. It's nice to be around people without actually having to interact with them, listen to them, or acknowledge their existence beyond sharing a power outlet. To me, a cafe is like a large desktop image that dispenses caffeinated beverages and scones. However, as any science fiction writer can tell you, with any new technology come new problems and new sex acts. I haven't gotten to the sex act part yet, but the problem is clear. What do I do with my laptop when I have to use the bathroom? Solution 1. Leave it there on the table. Yeah, great idea. I'll just throw my credit cards and loose change on the table too. Maybe carve my social security number and bank password into the wood to maximize the convenience of anyone who wants to ruin my life. Solution 2. Ask the person next to me to keep an eye on it. It's not that I think the guy next to me is going to steal my laptop. He's already got one, and his is generally nicer. It's just that I don't think he's going to do a thing if a desperate-looking thug walks right up and grabs my iBook. Hey, if he's like me, he won't even notice. If I were the sort of person who paid attention to his surroundings, I wouldn't be bringing a laptop into public spaces. Solution 3. Bring it in with me. The easiest thing would be to just tuck it under my arm and head to the head. And yet, I feel like that raises questions. Why is he bringing a laptop into the bathroom? Has he been overwhelmed by the erotic power of comic book porn? Is this some sort of sick YouTube stunt? Who said he could do that? Why won't somebody stop him? I don't trust people to say one word if roving computer thieves leap from a van and grab my laptop, but I'm sure someone will tackle me if I try to carry it into the John. Solution 4. Bring everything in with me. Okay, this doesn't even make sense to me, but here's what I often do. I put my laptop back into my satchel, put my iPod back into my coat, and bring my entire life with me into the bathroom. I don't know why I feel this is a more socially acceptable solution. What do I want them to think is in there? A makeup case? A wide selection of hygiene products? Maybe I'm trying to fool them into thinking I'm just stopping by the men's room on my way out. If so, it works, because I generally come back and find my coffee cup in the bus bin and my seat taken. Solution 5. Lock the thing up. I haven't tried this, but it would be the very avatar of simplicity to get one of those laptop locks and attach my laptop to the table or chair. I'm reluctant, though, because I don't want to come across as one of those twitchy people who obsess about extremely unlikely crimes and devise elaborate schemes to foil largely fictional criminals. Come to think of it, I guess I am one of those people. I should probably just blog from an underground bunker in rural Montana, pausing every 3 paragraphs to re-oil my shotgun. But then I'd have to make my own lattes. Truly a fate worse than theft.
Commentator Laura Schoberg spends his time in internet cafes writing humor columns for Wired.com.